So immigration, securing our southern border, it's a talking point in many campaign events, and it's been a hot-button issue, especially at the GOP presidential debates.
I will build a double-walled fence.
And those people that hire illegals ought to be penalized.
We'll have a real fence, 20 feet high, with barbed wire, electrified.
You put in place a magnet to draw illegals into the state.
You had illegals working on your property.
Tell people to stop sneaking into America.
But it turns out, whatever you may think of any of those proposals, they may just not be needed anymore, because the latest data on both sides of the border says that, in fact, Mexicans are no longer migrating to the U.S. in the numbers they once were. And, in fact, this year's net migration of undocumented immigrants will be close to zero. That's partly due to the bad economy here. And we're wondering what you think about that, if you think America is a less desirable destination. A Virginia Post this on Facebook: I know of three families, one Lebanese, one Filipino, one Japanese, that have returned home. Is it the economy? I don't know. But the American dream is no longer a draw. We want to get your opinion at 8778-MYTIC, or you can post it at thetakeaway.org. And we have two people here to talk more about this. The first is Dr. Juan Carlos Calleros. He's a researcher at the Center of Immigration Studies at the National Institute of Migration in Mexico. And he joins us from Mexico City. Good morning.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
You know, a lot of people are pointing to the fact that they're surprised over this data simply because there is so much, certainly in our headlines, about the danger, the violence going on in Mexico and much of the governmental corruption. And yet it appears that that's still less of an issue for many migrants than it was in the past.
Yes, well, I can say that data from the census in Mexico and many other polls that we conduct here based on the labor behavior shows a decline in the out-migration flow in net terms. That means more Mexicans are coming back from the United States than in the past, in the last 5 years. That doesn't mean that Mexicans are not going into the United States. The thing is that the numbers are more or less equal in 2010, and that appears to be linked to the bad economy in the United States. Because if we see the data on the Central Americans going into the United States, passing through Mexico, we have seen also a sharp decline in that numbers in 2005 to 2010, for example.
That's Dr. Juan Carlos Calleros. He's with the Center of Immigration Studies at the National Institute of Migration in Mexico. Also with us is Gustavo Arellano, managing editor with OC Weekly and author of the great syndicated column Ask a Mexican in Los Angeles, California. Good morning, Gustavo.
Hola.
Would you agree? Do you think it's simply the lack of opportunities, the bad economy here that's sending so many Mexicans? And again, I want to be clear, we're talking about undocumented immigration. Is that what's sending people back over the border?
Partly it is, but at the same time, the way I see it, with the Republicans who are trying to run this country, they're trying to turn the United States into Mexico by cutting down on our public benefits and all these programs. So there's really no reason for Mexicans to stay in the United States anymore. Might as well go back to Mexico and live in Mexico.
Okay, and let me ask that to Dr. Juan Carlos Calleros. Do we have any discussions? I mean, have you interviewed any of these migrants who've come back over the border to find out whether it's because of the bad economy or that they feel like the United States is just not as great a place to live anymore?
Well, I won't say that. I will say that probably we are assuming that Mexicans going to the United States do that for a survival strategy. But if we think that they are doing that for an upward social mobility strategy, then things change and things start to make sense. Going to the United States, it's a strategy for getting more money, for having a better life, and send remittances back to Mexico. But this strategy is not working as for now. So they are coming back because they could be better off in Mexico, considering the conditions of the economy in the United States. Until it goes better in the United States, then they can reconsider going back to their former jobs in there.
We're talking with We're talking about the new numbers about undocumented immigration, in which they're basically at net zero for this year. That means that the number of people going back over the border into Mexico is equal to the number coming into the United States. And we're kind of, I guess, wondering why that is. That was Dr. Juan Carlos Calleros with the Center of Immigration Studies in Mexico City. And also with us is Gustavo Arellano, who writes the column Ask a Mexican. So, Gustavo, let me ask you, what kind of calculation does someone make if they're talking about the dangers of coming over the border, the chances of getting caught, versus what they may make in the United States, versus perhaps some of the drug violence, especially around the border regions? How does somebody make that kind of calculation?
It's always been part of the calculation of getting into this country. The problem that we have now, it's multi-pronged. Number one, coming into this country legally is not, it's no longer my dad sneaking into the border. He came to this country in the trunk of a Chevy in 1968, along with two other men who paid $50 apiece, and the Border Patrol agent didn't check the trunk. He just went on by. Now it's thousands of dollars. You have to deal with unscrupulous coyotes, immigrant smugglers who usually now try to saddle you along with trying to smuggle drugs into the border. It's just something that you really don't want to do. But if the situation, if you can't feed your family in Mexico, you're still going to try whatever means possible to try to get into the United States. The problem, though, and this is something key to remember when it comes to Mexican migration, this is cyclical. People come in and out. That's how it had been in between the United States and Mexico for 150 years. You have your Mexicans who go up to the United States, make their money, either send it back or go back, and then go back when you need more money. When you put that clampdown on the U.S.-Mexico border, that is going to drop that's going to basically make it much more difficult. But then what you have all these illegal immigrants who stay up in the United States, and if they're going back to Mexico, as a scholar from Mexico City said, it's only temporary. The minute the economy improves, they're going to try to make that calculated effort to try to come back into the United States. If the United States, though, allowed this freer flow of migration, you wouldn't have this illegal immigration problem. You wouldn't have, the cost of thousands of dollars to try to get into this country, and you wouldn't have all these deaths and exploitation and these drug cartels dominating the border.
Although I can only imagine that somebody who supports stronger enforcements at the border would say, look, it's working. We've supported, the Obama administration has deported people in record numbers. There's a larger number of security officers there at the border watching, and they're going to point to these numbers and say those programs are all working.
It's not working at all. As a member of this invading army, I could tell you, you still have 12 million undocumented folks in this country. That's a number that stayed. And again, the minute you have an improving economy, those numbers are going to go back. As the great saying, you could build a 20-foot high wall, but Mexicans will build a 21-foot high ladder and just hop over. It's never going to stop. So any sort of regulation or more regulation is just billions of wasted taxpayer dollars.
That's Gustavo Arellano, managing editor with OC Weekly and author of the syndicated column Ask a Mexican. And also with us was Dr. Juan Carlos Calleros. He's a researcher at the Center of Immigration Studies at the National Institute of Migration in Mexico. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much.
We're getting a lot of your views on this. We want to get more of them. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post your comment at thetakeaway.org. Is America less desirable as a destination point? Is that why undocumented immigration is at net zero? And we also want to hear from you again about the Occupy Wall Street protests, because we've been talking about them this morning, about whether or not the police actions against Occupy Wall Street camps revivified the movement, or whether this is the end of what was the Occupy Wall Street efforts. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us what you think. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out today. This is The Takeaway.